All right, perfect. So,
hi, you guys. So great to speak with you again. So, why don't you start off by telling me what we could expect to see this time around?
Well, this time around, look, we're having a lot of fun. There's some very interesting, unique jobs, especially episode number one. I mean, this is one that everyone's going to want to tune in.
Well, the one thing about the first episode, it's the first time for everything. This is the first time we've had pigs on the job.
Oh, my goodness.
And we work with some Sherry, so.
Excuse me.
Well,
to preface that with pigs on the job, we were working on a farm, and I realized I'm not really a farm animal person.
No, you're not.
Pigs were terrifying.
The horses, we're trying to
the
feed
donkeys?
The horses.
The donkeys?
Well, I didn't realize that pigs actually will bite your toes.
Yeah, don't eat everything, yeah. So I was like, you guys left me in the pig pen. I was almost in tears, honestly.
It was a lot of fun. Great people, great story. The house was built in 1874, hired a contractor. They did all their homework. They hired a contractor to come in and do an addition. All the footings were wrong. Everything he did in the first place was wrong. Electrical was a total mess. And, of course, he left.
Yeah.
And, I mean, again, the jobs themselves on this series are very unique. Some jobs that we've never done before, some things we've never shown before, but as always, we're stepping up our builds and our designs in the end. So
yeah.
You're going to get a lot of new inspiration. You're going to see some heartfelt moments and a lot of fun.
We want to make sure that we are constantly striving to be better at what we do as well. So whether that's a new technology, a new tool,
and we get to do some of the things that I love doing. When we did this edition, we designed it with a rooftop livable space that comes right off the master bedroom. And it just makes sense. Why put on an addition with a peaked roof when you can have create a livable space where you can sit outside and look at the animals or the stars at night,
especially with that view.
Oh, yes. Yeah, it was stunning.
And what would you say was the biggest challenge about doing this season?
I'd say it was working with family.
I actually was waiting to hear how you follow that up.
biggest challenge, I mean, again, it's constantly trying to improve ourselves, I think. It's like trying to think outside of the box, trying to step outside of the box, build renovations themselves. One of the beauty of what we do is that we're facing different challenges every day. But that's also one of the biggest challenges, that sometimes, like, how are we going to solve this problem?
And the weather was not always on our side, I found this year.
In the first episode, there was an awful lot of rain, which made an awful lot of muck. And when you're doing concrete, any time you do renovations, there's going to be the battles of the world against you, which is the environment. It's the weather.
You also have to be respectful of someone's home. We're doing a renovation. We're not building from scratch. So you have someone already living in our house. They have their own decorations and furniture, and if they have children around, so you want to make sure you're respecting their space as much as possible as well while dealing with those elements.
Right.
And without getting too much away, what would you say was your favorite moment about filming this season? Whoever wants to start.
Ooh.
I'm going to say, for me, I thought it was a lot of fun. And to do television for the amount of years that we've been doing it, fun is key.
Yes.
Working with my kids, laughing together, playing together, working together. It's getting better. I have to admit.
I agree, honestly, and I think that's why we give each other a hard time. It's because, like, it is getting better. We're having more fun. We've learned those fine lines to take with each other. We're like, okay, maybe Sherry's a little off today, so let's not get on her case.
Yeah, right. If I'm off one day, you're gonna push me even further.
Okay, that is true.
It is, like, I mean, not to sound heartless, because you guys just said working with family has been really fun. I want to also mention, we get the opportunity to try a lot of fun and different things. So I really love to try things that I've never really done before or I'm interested in. And I mean, that can always maybe sometimes be entertaining or irritating, because I probably squeal a lot. But I mean, we've done a lot of really wonderful things, and it's cool to just do something different.
Nice, nice. And what I'm interested in is, how do you think the show has evolved since the beginning? Because it's been amazing. You guys are amazing. How do you think you as yourself have evolved?
Is always getting better and getting new products. And I love the opportunity that we get to see them first, because any product maker wants to show us their product to get on television. And we will always do our due diligence. We won't just use it. We'll check it out. We'll play with it, look at it, and go, wow, this is incredible. So that's another wonderful opportunity that we have, is to make the job even better. We always focus on the best envelope, making sure it's insulated properly, using the best products. But now more and more we're getting into a much healthier environment in the work that we're doing, you know, Whisper Air Repairs from Panasonic. There's so many different factors right now that health is a big concern to us, and not just about building right, but making sure it's healthy right, especially for a family.
I think that's the beauty of being in construction or renovation. Always kept on your toes. There's always a new product coming out. There's new tools coming out that you need to learn, a new and innovative way of doing things. So it's really fun to constantly be learning on your own. I don't like doing the same thing every day. I like to be put in a situation where I have to learn how to use a new tool or a new product, or come up with new ideas on how we're going to refinish something. I think it's really important to just constantly be learning.
Yeah, and I think, you know, one of the common themes throughout, since Homes on Homes to now Homes Family Rescue, to all of these shows, is that it's always been about building from the outside in. And not only have we become so much better at that, building science and technology has changed so much since we started, that we have been able to create such a healthy home environment for families, which is so important for families spending so much more time indoors nowadays. But also, I mean, as an individual, when you're working and you're doing it this long, you become better at your trade. You, mm-hmm. you surround yourself by people who are builds are better, and we have so much more fun with what we do now.
And remember, it's not just that every show has different homeowners. It's that every single house has a different story. Example, 1874 house built. How do we tie in a new addition to an old home that the structure is not so good? From each and every single house, the story of the home is in essence a total different thing than just homeowners.
And what would be your dream project to have?
Oh, wow.
You know, we talk a lot about Sherry. She loves tiny homes, and talk about filming a show for Sherry, mm-hmm. Tiny Homes, HOLMES. And it's not so much that homes should be tiny. I think the whole subject is affordable. And how do you do that it makes sense in a build? I'd like to tackle something, maybe a builder challenge, to be honest with you, that, you know, three houses side by side. There's going to be a contest into innovation, into health, into environmental, and not to mention, you know, off the grid if you can do it. Who wins? Well, someone wins at the end. They get something, and then three homeowners surprisingly win a house. I'd love to do that.
A lot of that, like you were mentioning tiny homes, it's about creativity and organization. So you're still doing the same thing, building the same projects, but with a twist. You have to change the way you think about a build. So that's always a fun challenge as mm-hmm. well, making sure you're up to code. And I like that you said off the grid. I think that would be super, super interesting. Or just, I don't know, something different, like I was going to say build on an island, but you did that.
I was thinking more like outside the box. Like, you know, just picture, we're in Italy. We buy mm-hmm, a vineyard, mm-hmm. and we not only fix up the vineyard, but we start our own wine company. And we're crushing the grapes ourselves. We're learning the language.
Opportunity is on the 7th.
Nice. And we are almost out of time. I just want to ask you guys that I want to ask you each to describe the show in three words and why.
To explain the show in three words?
So you describe the show in your opinion in three words and why you chose those words.
Okay, I'll go first. So emotional, educational, and satisfaction.
I was going to say educational, but I'm going to say energetic, new. I can't say educational. Spunky. I'm going to go with spunky.
Love, learning, and laughter.
Ooh, three L's.
Ooh, I like that. I like that. And where do you see the show going in the future? Because I know we have a million more seasons of this to come.
Well, that's the thing about this show. I remember when it first started, they were worried about its lifespan. Here we are, almost 25 years later, still going. I think there's so much potential for what we can do, and not just in saving lives, but in saving the environment and saving the future for people. I've always said, you know, we should be building houses that you can be born in and live in until you die. And that's a different mindset on how to build. So again, the opportunities are limitless.
Yeah, I mean, there's so many opportunities to educate and entertain people. And this is the thing is, everyone loves these home shows because it's like most people are either looking to buy a house, they own a house, and they're trying to learn how to fix it and mm-hmm. how to hire a contractor, what to do, what not to do. So, I mean, there's so many options of where we can go.
It's relatable and it's exciting and entertaining, I think, at the same time. So we're not stopping anytime soon.
It's still exciting for us.
That is amazing. And I just want to say I am so incredibly proud of all of you. You're amazing. And I can't wait to talk again soon.
Thank you so much. Amy. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you. You too. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Bye. Sammy.
Thank you.
All right. Next up, we have Collider. We're just a little bit early ahead of time, so we're just going to wait for her to join the meeting.
Okay.
I'm sorry. What did you say her name was?
Collider.
Gina from Collider.
Oh,
I see. That'd
be a cool name. I know, I did think that's why I had to say yes. I was like, is that actually her name? That'd be cool.
Oops, sorry.
Sorry, guys.
But he is such a happy baby.
Is he?
He
was a grump at first, eh?
No, he was cluster feeding when
Oh, yeah. Yes, I know through that.
Honestly, he just sits there. He's really.